The operating budget should be on the House floor today, Thursday, and they'll probably pass it out today or tomorrow to the Senate.
Are we going to see any particular amendments attempted on the floor of the House?
I would expect to see some minority members attempt to pass amendments, but in keeping with the past, I don't think they'll get any through. So I think the budget is pretty much probably set unless the House majority discovers some kind of error.
What did we see in the House Finance Committee as far as amendments that were attempted then and also accepted at that level?
Well, the House Finance Committee did committee amendments earlier this week, and it was kind of interesting. They passed out two packets of amendments, which I named the Go Packet and the No-Go Packet. The Go Packet included, it was called Amendment 1, but it was in fact comprised of 41 amendments covering just about all the departments. And those amendments within Amendment 1 were all sponsored by majority members, and Amendment 1 passed without any kind of significant objection or discussion. And then the second packet was comprised of 18 amendments proposed by minority members, and they all failed or were withdrawn. Some were withdrawn because they had been included, or similar amendments had been included in the super amendment number one that passed, which told me, among other things, that the minority members didn't know what was in that amendment that passed. So process-wise, you know, I can't say that it's too different from the past, but obviously the majority members on the committee got together and decided what they would accept before the meeting, the public meeting occurred.
Anything significant or anything that stands out among that package of amendments submitted by the majority?
In total, they increased the budget by just about $19 million, of which the majority of that, almost $18 million, was state general funds. And the biggest kind of winner, I guess, in the amendment process was the Department of Law. Their budget increased by almost $8 million in, quote, one-time monies. We've seen more and more of this happening, especially in the Department of Law. It makes it a little tricky to track from year to year, but that $8 million is mostly going to go for outside attorneys on oil and gas issues. We also saw some money go back into education. There were some pretty controversial cuts recommended by the subcommittee to pre-kindergarten. That was sort of one of the major ones. And there was a lot of concern from people that the fairly newly reached Moore settlement, which was a long time in coming, settled a lawsuit, and it was contingent on, among other things, no reduction in support for certain existing programs, including the pre-K support. So there was a little bit of a flap over that, and I think that's probably resolved with the committee adding back the money that the governor recommended for pre-K and some other education programs. There was also pretty significant growth to the University of Alaska budget, and the university regents got a lot of what they wanted in the amendment process. They got another almost $7 million out of the committee.
What about on the flip side, though, those departments that got cut over the previous year?
Well, I would say the departments that have seen probably the slowest growth overall have been Health and Social Services, Department of Education. And they're sort of tricky because legislators have become a bit of the boogeyman, because both of them are what they call, or largely driven by what legislators like to call, formula programs. You know, Medicaid is a big one in Health and Social Services, where these payments are made, you know, based on a formula. And K-12 education is also a formula. It's a formula that legislators have written, but it's a formula. And in absolute numbers, Health and Social Services and education are at the very top in terms of departments that cost the most money. They're both well over $1 billion each. And so legislators have been really targeting those, saying that these are huge cost drivers. And on the one hand, they are in absolute terms. But in terms of the rate of growth, they've been both growing below the average rate of growth, which is just about 8% in the state.
So we're not talking about actual cuts. We're talking about trying to manage the growth of each departmental budget at this point then, right?
Right. We're not going to see a lot of cuts in absolute terms. There's just too many pressures. It's more about slowing growth.